In an editorial yesterday, the New York Times said of President Reagan's appointees to the Environmental Protection Agency, "Seldom since the Emperor Caligula appointed a horse his consul has there been so wide a gulf between authority and competence." While the competence and the intentions of these people charged with protecting the environment is debated in the newspapers, meanwhile, back in the toxic wasteland, the poisons spread. David Culhane reports our Sunday morning cover story.
Barium is here in great quantities. The cadmium, polychlorinated biphenyls, benzenes, toluenes, xylenes.
This affects our lives. We live here, and we want to have great input, and the people in this country today who are living near toxic waste dump sites better damn well have the input, because we're the ones that have to suffer if it doesn't come out right, like they did in California.
Hydrocarbons, arsenic, lead, mercury.
To put it bluntly, I think all of you at EPA look like a bunch of insensitive bunglers.
I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing at the Environmental Protection Agency.
It isn't the administrator's fault, it's nobody's fault, but who is in charge and who's making the decisions? Here we're shredding information that belongs
to the people of this country. I think that the standard record that has been accomplished by EPA in these last 2 years is being overlooked in the flurry of accusations that have been made now.
Was we 7 months ago, was it?
Right.
7 months ago. And I asked you some very pointed questions about what was going to be done.
Directly to you.
You told me that the study would be done by December 15th?
They know the charges and allegations against the Environmental Protection Agency in Washington. They know about the firings and investigations. They've read it all and seen it all on television. But what they know best is the poison in their own neighborhoods. What they know best is the day-by-day, year-by-year, down-in-the-dirt struggle to cleanse their land.
And review that and input.
And have input into it.
Before the decision.
We should be involved.
I promised you that you would be involved. In every single review.
We should be involved because it affects our lives.
This is Marlboro Township, New Jersey. They care about charges of conflict of interest in the EPA in Washington, but they care more about how to get rid of toxic wastes here in Marlboro Township.
I arrived in a beautiful suburban area, clean air, clean water, clean everything.
Barbara Vecchiarelli moved from New York City to Marlboro Township in 1976. She is now a leader of the effort here to get rid of toxic wastes.
And then a few years after that, the burn fly bog was mentioned here and there as, oh, remember the burn fly bog, some old man's horse got stuck in it, and that's when they discovered there was oil there. And the people were appalled. So they got together, and they had the dump closed down, and they had it turned a land conservation for the animals around the whole area. But little did they know the sleeping nightmare that was yet to come to being.
Myron Levake is with the County Health Department.
In 1979, when our staff members first came upon the site for an evaluation, one walked to the edge of the lagoon thinking that he was on solid ground, and it was actually a crust over the oil beneath it, and plunged into his waist. Matter of a couple of minutes, and we had four or five other people on the site, and they helped pull him out. But his clothes literally dissolved, his boots came apart, and he was burned on his legs from the chemicals. First of all, as we know, about a month before I arrived here, the Superfund was created. That was $1.6 billion of government money to help in the locating and cleaning up of chemical dumps or waste dumps that were have taken place over the years. And so this particular fund is to provide money if there is no one else that can be held responsible for some of these dumps, for the government to fund clearing them up.
Fly Bog is one of 418 sites around the country that were designated for Superfund cleanup. Marlboro Township is waiting for the cleanup money. Mrs. Frances Sisco is waiting. Her farm is right next to the bog, and she thinks the toxic wastes caused a foal to be born blind, caused cats to die after 2 or 3 years, and left her goat with feet that won't grow properly. She looks to President Reagan for action.
He says he's a horseman. Now, I want him to know that my horses live right next door to a toxic waste dump, and if he's a horseman, he should care. Now.
The program that we are putting together, I think, is a program which will clean up the bog.
It's a good program if it could be implemented.
Let's finish the statement. The sites are here. The technology is known for cleanup. The money is claimed to be available in Washington, but we haven't seen it. They have to clean their own house before they'll help clean up ours.
In Washington, 6 congressional subcommittees, the Justice Department, and the FBI are investigating charges of perjury, conflict of interest, political manipulation, and the possible destruction of subpoenaed documents.
Just a whole series of revelations which are just not good for EPA.
Most of these investigations concern the toxic waste program. Several top officials of the EPA have been forced out. New administrators have been put in place.
The old rule of loyal opposition is to harass, delay, destroy, and finally stop. And the only thing that makes me very sad about it is that this type of harassment probably will impede our progress, which is cleaning up America.
The Reagan administration inherited an agency built up in the Nixon, Ford, and Carter years that was extremely efficient. That has been lost. Most of the senior civil servants who came up through that 10-year period are gone. Morale is destroyed.
William Drayton is the head of a bipartisan organization called Save the EPA. He was at one time an administrator at the agency in Washington.
This administration has used the budget back door to do what they can't do in the Congress, repeal these laws. Half an agency, half the resources that were there when the Reagan administration came to office simply can't do twice the work. The Superfund law was set up to clean up the mess we've made in the past. There's somewhere between 14 and 22,000 of these sites around the country. No one really knows how many exactly. It's a serious health problem. As you know, only a handful of sites have actually been worked on, and the program is a shambles.
This is Howell Township, New Jersey. They care about allegations of political manipulation in the EPA in Washington, but they care more about how to get rid of hazardous waste here in Howell Township.
The way the sign is placed, the only people who can see it are people who are down in the water.
Well, there are some people that like to hide from the facts, and they'd rather not have everyone know that they have a toxic dump in their backyard or a toxic stream right next to them. They take the signs out.
Mary Ann Bancroft lives just up the road from a major chemical landfill. She got herself elected to local office to fight it.
Calling the EPA in. They did a test. Results came back that we had 37 priority pollutants coming from the landfill, found in the groundwater, in the brooks. 21 of them are carcinogens.
There are promises of a partial cleanup and new controls, but the dump will continue to operate.
And we do get very angry with it. because years go by and years go by, and we're just sitting and we're human guinea pigs, and somebody up at the top has got to realize that, and they've got to take action. And that doesn't mean encouraging polluters to clean up. It means making them clean up. It means enforcing the laws.
You know, we feel that, you know, we're not just the general public who's got a curiosity about what's happening. We are involved parties in this. Every decision at that site affects us directly. You know, we have to live with it.
This is Riverside, California. They care about what is going on in Washington, but they care more about Riverside.
The real story is what's happening out in the communities or not happening.
What is happening is that Superfund money was promised and then withdrawn for the Stringfellow acid pits here in Riverside. There have been charges of favoritism to the businesses dumping here. Allegations that the funds were withheld for political reasons. Penny Newman helped organize a citizens group back in 1979 when the acid pits overflowed.
Our children played in the ponding water. Animals were standing in it. It went across people's front yards. The streets, everything was just flooded with these chemicals.
The official solution for the acid pits involved a procedure to reduce and control the chemicals. The citizens groups maintain the process is not working, and they still want the pollutants removed completely.
I have no knowledge of any wrongdoing at the Environmental Protection Agency.
That's and I have repeatedly wrongdoing.
Across the nation, the partisan debate storms on. Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the toxic wasteland.
What's going to happen 50 years down the road? Where is President Reagan going to be, Mrs. Gorsuch? Is it going to matter? You damn right it's going to matter. To me, it's going to matter because I have three children who will grow up and have children who will grow up and have children. We have to protect the quality of life now. If we don't start now, there is no tomorrow. And I want to leave my children a tomorrow.
I don't know.
The furor in Washington continues. But meanwhile, back in the toxic wasteland.
Well, possibly. Jennifer, you could quit. I don't go over here.